A Middle East media ministry reaches out to trauma victims. A ministry marks National Bible Week, and a U.S. presidential candidate will participate in a church forum. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Last week's suicide bombing that killed several kids in Afghanistan brings to the forefront the trauma that Middle Eastern children face. Their experiences produce many symptoms of trauma. Terry Ascott says SAT-7's programming is a light in the darkness.
In SAT-7, people are finding programming for children, messages about forgiveness and love and turning the other cheek, about reconciliation and so on, as well as, of course, many biblical truths, Bible stories, and the words of the gospel.
SAT-7 will be launching their new children's channel in December, remedying the challenge of time zone differences and reaching more people than ever.
Half of the homes in the Arab world today have got satellite television, a unique opportunity for them to bypass the censorship that governments put on all kinds of media, and to hear the gospel.
Next, North Korea has ranked first on the annual Open Doors World Watch List since 2002. The World Watch List ranks 50 countries where Christians suffer the most severe persecution for practicing their faith. That's why the North Korea Freedom Coalition, which includes Open Doors USA, is planning an international protest against China's violent treatment of North Korean refugees at Chinese consulates. The event's slated to begin Friday, November 30th. Go to our website for details. You're listening to Mission Network News. The National Bible Week has been celebrated the week of Thanksgiving in the U.S. every year since 1941. Steve Johnson is with the International Bible Society Send the Light. He says they're encouraging Americans to read the Bible. Given a generation struggling with Bible literacy, they hope to re-inject God's Word in the middle of the culture.
It's trying to help people understand that daily engagement with the Word of God is absolutely critical to their spiritual formation. And if we can accomplish that goal, I think we would see dramatic transformation in our own country.
Johnson says they're working to provide the scriptural resources, but that's not where the work ends.
If we would commit to study and understanding the Word of God, to applying what it says to our lives, and to reaching out to our neighbors next door with its transformational power, we would see significant change and significant results. And I think the banner cry for IBS STL right now is to call believers in this country to be Ezra's in their community.
Meanwhile, AMG International's been busy celebrating 65 years of ministry and just dedicated a new wing in St. Luke's Hospital in Thessaloniki, Greece. Its superior health care is recognized as one of the best in the Balkan regions, so expansion was crucial. When another wing's added next year, Paul Jenks says it will
spearhead the complete renovation of the hospital, more than doubling its floor space and giving us a completely new surgery wing and several new departments and therapy opportunities.
Christians at St. Luke's nurture their patients' spirits while their bodies heal. This provides a strong testimony for evangelicals and missionaries in the region, which is a vital element of AMG's mission.
We envision a world where everyone will have an opportunity to respond to a clear presentation of the gospel.
St. Luke's provides health care specifically for missionaries in Eastern Europe. Pray that these new additions will drastically improve the health care that doctors and nurses are able to provide. And Purpose Driven Ministries has invited the top presidential candidates to be a part of the Global Summit on AIDS in the Church. The summit's slated for November 27th through December 1st. Ending the HIV/AIDS pandemic needs the cooperation of the next U.S. president and ministry leaders as well. The candidates will learn more information about the Peace Plan, a worldwide effort to mobilize 1 billion church members to respond to the crisis. Senator Hillary Clinton is the first to formally accept. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association's making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which will kindle the fires of prayer in your heart. Get a copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.